Kailangan ng lakas, magandang tindig at determinasyon upang makarating sa pinakamataas na level ng profesional na bailirina. Para sa 14 na taong Stephanie Curlo, may isa pang hamon, ang pagpapalabas ng kanyang pananampalataya at ang kanyang pagmamahal sa balay. Sumasayaw na buhat ng may edad na 2 taon lamang, sinabi ni Stephanie na tumigil siya nang ang kanyang pamilya ay lumipat ng paniniwala sa Islam ilang taon na ang nakakaraan sa paniniwalang hindi siya tatanggapin ng mundo ng balay kung magsusuot siya ng hijab.
I didn't have any role models that looked like me, and I didn't have anyone that had like a layout of this is what I've done, this is how I've become this.
Sinabi ni Stephanie na nagkaroon siya ng inspirasyon sa tagumpay ni Misty Copeland, ang unang African-Amerikanong babae na naging pangunahing mananayaw na kasama ng tanyag na American Ballet Theater. Naglunsad siya ng kampanya sa pangangalap ng Pondo Online upang makatulong na maabot ang kanyang pangarap na maging profesional na bailirina. Si David McAllister ay Artistic Director ng Australian Ballet. Sinabi niya na malugod na tinatanggap ng kanyang kumpanya ang pagkakaiba ng kanilang mga mananayaw.
I guess the one thing that's the great leveler in ballet is talent. If you have the talent and you work hard and you achieve what you need to assume those rigorous positions and movements of ballet, then that's the only thing that really separates, you know, dancers.
Itinagdag ni David McAllister na hindi pa nagkakaroon ang Australian Ballet ng balyerinang may suot na hijab. Ito ay hindi pa nakikita ayon sa kanya kung paanong ang takip sa ulo ay maaaring isama sa pagtatanghal sa entablado.
The only thing would be, you know, the costuming. I mean, when you have a court de ballet of 24 swans, they all sort of have to look the same, you know, costume-wise. She's definitely forging new ground, and I think it's going to be something that will really challenge, you know, people like myself and ballet companies, but I think that's a good thing.
Si Silma Iram naman ang pangulo at tagapagtaguyod na nakabase sa Sydney ng Australian Muslim Women's Association at kaibigan ng pamilyang Curlo. Sinabi niya na tumanggap na si Stephanie ng maraming pintas magbuhat ng ilunsad ang kanyang kampanya.
She's very, very young, but she's already had to cope with considerable pressure from the extreme right in the Muslim community and the extreme right in the Australian community.
Itinagdag ni Binibining Iram na maaaring makaranas si Stephanie ng ilang pagtutol mula sa komunidad Muslim.
There will be some who will say that it's discouraged, and they will cite some verses of Quran. If that's how they feel and if that's what their scholars say, then that's fine. That I think having active practicing Muslim women who are proud to be Australian and who want to do something which is new and innovative is a fantastic role model.
Samantala, umaasa si Stephanie na balang araw makakapagbukas siya ng kanyang sariling paaralan ng sayaw at tatanggap naman ng mga may magkakaibang pinagmulang kultura. At umaasa din siya na makakapagbigay siya ng inspirasyon sa iba pang naghahangad na matupad ang kanilang mga pangarap.
If you love something that much, then the world can accommodate for you. You be the person that you want to be, and the world can change for you.